ladder up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to a Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's mensch is not a traditional mensch in pretty much any sense of the word, though I think he would appreciate this honor a great deal. And it's not a player. It's not any baseball person in media or anything like that, a coach. It's a fan, just like you and I. And his name is Max Wiener.
He is the very definition of the hero we need.
Yes.
Exactly.
In that moment, there was exactly one person that could help the Mets. Because it would take a lot more than players, coaches. Like, that's a lot of people. But Max Wiener was just exactly what we needed in that moment in time.
And
we'll probably
just
need a lot, to be honest. It's a long season.
It couldn't just be like, you know, like me in the stand saving the season. It had to be Max Wiener.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that's the messiest way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it could have been us in the stands, except that nobody would have noticed.
No.
We weren't like, I mean, the man's branding is impeccable.
Yes.
Just kudos. Very well done.
For those of you who don't know about this and haven't and didn't watch the game / weren't on like social media or anything afterwards, because even if you didn't see it live, you saw it afterwards because he was all over Twitter and Instagram and everything.
Although also I wouldn't blame anybody who was avoiding or is still avoiding Mets or Mets coverage in general, because again, as a, like in that, especially that moment, it was particularly dire in Metsville. I think, was it during the fourth loss or the fifth?
Might have been the fifth. It was
the
first
fifth loss because it was the doubleheader.
That's right. It was the doubleheader. So, I mean, not only was the hero we need in terms of like vibe shift, but maybe he shifted those vibes all the way around and fixed the season. I mean, we don't have enough evidence yet to say he didn't.
It's true. Even though, we'll see how the rest of this Braves series goes. By the time you listen to this, the Braves series will probably be over.
Look, I know what happens when the Braves take a 4-0 lead on the Mets.
Yeah, I've been there. Fair enough. For those of you who don't know who this man is, he is a fan who was in stands during the doubleheader, dressed in a very unique way. He has big hair, big curly
coat,
hair.
I think is how we can best
describe it.
Well, he was called the Rally Pimp, wasn't he? By
Yes. He was dubbed the Rally Pimp.
that's a great moniker.
It's like, you know, Kramer wearing the full fur coat. It was kind of that style.
Yeah, and he had like sunglasses on and like big, like funny shoes, and the big Mets chain and the big
and he was having a great time.
Yeah,
which I think is, I mean, of all the things, like I've seen all of those things at various times. I didn't see a lot of people having a good time at that Mets game.
Yeah
And he had the right attitude about it too.
He was like, vibing.
Yes, he was definitely vibing.
He was vibing, and the Tigers, forgive me, I don't know his name. I should have looked it up ahead of time. The Tigers equivalent of Steve Gelps did an interview with him, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, Tigers guys found him.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched this yet, I highly recommend you go watch this interview with Max Wiener. It is fantastic because it's basically like him just vibing. He's like, well, everything is terrible. I'm going to sit through both the games of the doubleheader, like, whatever.
But he was so right, too. He captured the very essence of what all Mets fans were saying, that usually we get off to a hot start and fall apart later. So he preferred this. So he was, like, loving life that we were playing bad, because it didn't give us the opportunity to fall apart later.
Exactly.
I also think it's important to note that the Max Wieners of the world were rewarded that day with a really killer walk-off in the second game. And, you know, that's what we do it for. And that is what I love about other fans. And what they get is like, that it's not that we just love being miserable all the time. It's just that it's a small price to pay for that like 30 seconds of glory we get once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the lightning does strike eventually. It's just a matter of when that is and how far in between lightning strikes. It happens.
And it's like in seasons like this or stretches of seasons like this, you need that sort of thing because you need those sorts of fans. You need to bring like a little bit of fun and color into the situation because otherwise it's just really, really miserable. So to have that sort of like distraction around like guys like him and like Cowbell Man and like other like fans that have like a fun little bit. Yeah, love that.
Ritual is awesome. Community is amazing. And, you know, fans who make their presence visible or audible, as the case may be, kind of help build that community. And it's pretty awesome.
And Allison, you and Michael rightfully got on me when I tweeted he was the best fan interview since Cup Snake Jake because I did overlook Blue.
I know. It was heartbreaking.
It was.
Wow.
But Blue was obviously in her own category. She's in the League of Her
Yes,
own.
I guess the best human interview.
Yes.
The best human interview.
Nobody has topped Blue in the dog category yet.
Oh.
But it was a really good. I mean, Cupsnake Jake had his own vibe. Like, the vibes are very different, but they're both equally entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other
I feel
thing,
like there's one I would definitely rather spend more time with than the other, but they both bring a lot to the table.
Yes. I feel like there's like one that you want in small doses and one that you probably would want in larger doses.
One you wouldn't mind being at the same party as if it is a large party and most people are like you.
Yeah.
But not the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. But the other cool thing about Max Wiener is that he's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian, which this was really good for his comedy career because, you know, he suddenly gained a bunch of followers from Mets fans. And I've watched some clips of his comedy and he's quite funny. So you should check him out if you haven't. I think on Instagram, he's Max is a Wiener. Which in and of itself is already funny. So yeah, his comedy is pretty good. It's funny from what I've watched. Disclaimer, I have not watched it all. So if you unearth something that's not funny, I'm sorry. But from what I've watched, it was good.
And he has declared he is not related to Seymour Wiener.
Yes. Which is
that would have been almost too much to handle, to be
fair. Yeah.
So the Mets early season has just been surrounded by wieners.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta go with the immature
it's that kind
college
of
humor.
Yes. It's
that kind of a season.
Just it's full on wieners.
Yeah. That was on opening day. The Mets veteran of the game, for those of you who don't know, was named Seymour Wiener. And the internet lost its shit over that, rightfully so, because like we already peaked on opening day. We've peaked at comedy on opening day, but then
I would
like
say I was
Wiener.
At the game and I missed it entirely because I was busy taking care of children, but I bet it was amazing.
As if getting Seymour Wiener as the very first veteran of the game on opening day is not enough, now we also have Max Wiener. The rally
it's
pimp.
All the wiener you can get. It's Max.
It's maxed. We're maxed out on wieners.
You don't want minimum wiener. You want maximum wiener.
You want to see more Max Wiener.
Man, inevitably there's got to be a player named Wiener, and I just can't stop thinking about how sad that's going to look on the jersey.
On the Fanatics jersey.
I'm only sad that my former cat Wiener is not alive to see this.
Oh, no. Did your parents let the kid name the cat?
Well, it was Michael's cat. Oh. She became our cat when we moved to DC together. But she had been his cat that they got that his family got when he was in like middle school. And yeah, he and his sister named the cat. And it's yeah. So yeah, that's why I never
like I know I've talked to your parents a lot. I don't think they would mess with that.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. No. And that's why I never when that cat was alive, she was a lovely cat. And she was a girl, by the way. That's the other part. She was a lovely cat, and I never referred to her by her, as Michael puts it, her Christian name, because I just called her the cat or like Kitty Girl.
I feel like I would have fallen into like a weenie. Like weenie, I feel like I could make that work.
Yeah.
I could say that with a I can't say that with a straight face either. I tried though.
I'm not sure she knew what her name was.
Oh God.
I was gonna say, why did you have to call her?
Like, I'm sorry, Max. Like, this is not supposed to be about the cat.
This was not supposed to be a cat about the cat, but there's so many wieners.
I'm sure you get it. You seem like you would get it.
Yeah. The answer is whenever I had to call her, I would kind of just like snap my fingers or go ps, 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 and yeah, she would come to me. No. She answered to those things, to the noise.
I really feel for the vet in that situation.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so like humiliating whenever I would have to take her to the vet by myself.
Oh, no.
I would just be sitting there and the vet would come out and be like, is Wiener here? And I'd be like,
oh,
you'd be like, oh, right. That's the name of my boyfriend.
Oh, right. That's my cat's name. Yeah. But yeah, I miss her a lot. I loved her. She was great. And she shares a name with two greats. So two other greats, Seymour Wiener
great
and Max
secondary
Wiener.
Men.
So.
Great secondary men. Shout out.
Yes, yes.
So
cat Wiener.
Yeah. Yeah. I just
R.I.P.
I wish she could have seen the peak of Mets Wieners.
Yeah, I Mets feel like she would have enjoyed this.
She would have enjoyed this. So it's in part, this mention of the week is in part a tribute to my departed cat. So yeah. But Max Wiener, certified mensch.
Yay. Thank you, Max Wiener, for making the really dark bits of the season feel a little better.
Yeah. Thanks, Max. We hope to see you at a lot of future games since you're good luck now, apparently. So yeah, please come to a lot of games.
But he can't
I'm sure
wear the coat in the summer. What's he going to do?
Just be warm.
I could say, like, the coat needs to stay now.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I mean, the mascots put in the work and sweat their butts off.
So true, like, true.
The rally pimp can put in a little work.
I feel like if you put a little, like, a really thin performance layer under, that would probably be your optimal situation.
Yeah, some sweat wicking.
Yeah, like on a 90-degree day.
You just kind of have to have it open.
Just got to wear a lot of deodorant, man.
Yeah.
Like, he set the standard. There's no going back now. It's what it is.
Exactly. But thank you, Max, for bringing joy to this early part of the season, which has lacked a lot of joyful moments. So we thank you for that. So that does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can go to homeonapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homeonapplesauce. You can get in touch with this show on email or on social media. Email is aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. We are at a pod of their own on social media. If you want to participate in our mini fundraiser we have going on right now to celebrate our 200th episode
Yay,
and five years of
Woo!
A Pod-O, yes, please do it. You can donate to Baseball for All in increments of $5. Every $5 you donate gets you an entry into our raffle for cool prizes. You can DM us or email us your like receipt or screenshot of proof of donation, whatever. We trust you. Send that over to us and that'll count as an entry into our raffle. So yeah, in the meantime, you can subscribe to the pod. If you aren't already, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app of choice. It really helps people find the show, and it really helps if you rate and review the show. It also really helps people find it. You can follow each of us on social media. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in the car.